Welcome back, everybody, to the FDH Lounge on SportsTalkCleveland.com, the inaugural broadcast here this evening, and it is time for the inaugural segment. It is our Wimp or Pimp segment, and tonight it is a question of whether or not it is acceptable to like ABBA, specifically, I guess, for guys. We'll narrow it down there. But again, and as I've said previously, I have no guilty pleasures. I only have pleasures because I'm incapable of shame. So I don't even classify it as a guilty pleasure. It's not even that. I don't care. I like what I like. I was born without that gene that says you can't like that. It's impossible for you to go there. No, I pretty much like what I like and leave it at that. But I've been told for years now, I'll like Speedos a little bit more when they're more flattering on me. But it's going to take a little more time in the gym, Mr. Galloway, before we can go out in those. I'm targeting my trip to Disney in March. Hopefully, I'll be wearing Speedos by then.
Oh dear God! Somebody keep the children away from Disney World in March.
I can't believe I just heard that phrase.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, whether you can physically pull it off is one thing.
Yeah.
But even if that's the case, you still should not want to wear Speedos, ever.
Well, maybe it would be just to prove a point.
I'd like to wear a wife beater in public, but I don't know that I'd be that guy either.
You know, I also want to talk from the legal standpoint, Rick. Are you allowed to get within 100 feet of, like, schools and kids and things like that?
There is a statute of limitations, Chris. It's all good now.
Ouch.
Yes, exactly. So we now have our Wimp or Pimp segment, and I understand we have an intro for this, everything being as professionally produced as we've got here tonight. So without any ado, the official Wimp or Pimp introduction segment.
You're going to have to keep talking a little while. I got to come and dig it out.
Oh, it's okay, so it's going to get booted up. Well, in the meantime here, I've already got, and we'll have this for the camera once once I end up losing on this segment here. Actually, Why don't we hold that, Jason, until after we've resolved this one way or another. But whether or not it is acceptable to like ABBA or not, we have our friend Nathan Noy back on the phone, and Nathan is predisposed to vote nay on this one here. So, Nathan, welcome back in here, and pile on me at will, if you will.
Rick, first of all, when I think Speedos, I think Greg Louganis.
Greg Louganis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sticking with my theme of the night. Instead of nay, I'm going to have to vote gay on ABBA, Rick. I don't know if you have some latent homosexual tendencies in there somewhere, but a hardcore wimp on ABBA, Rick, I cannot support your fascination with that group. I think that any male that listens to ABBA has to be borderlining on a homoeroticism. I don't know.
Well, at least mine are latent. You bring the B with that, Nathan. So let's go around the table here. Tim, you got my back on this, I understand, from off
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to surprise Noy here. And I'm going to say that I have no shame. And I do have some shame in
okay.
other areas.
So that's
so
what
I'm
we
not
differ.
Like you.
Okay.
But I do not have any shame in listening to ABBA and appreciating that music. Now, do I own any of the CDs? No. I don't own that many CDs anyways, but I will listen to the 70s station on Sirius, and I will not turn the channel when ABBA comes on. As a matter of fact, I'll turn it up.
There you go. Say it loud, say it proud. You enjoy listening to ABBA. And as a matter of fact, actually, I had a discussion earlier off air with Kyle Ross and Ryan Ward there when they were bagging on Hall & Oates. That's another one there. I like me some Hall & Oates, and that's something that a lot of people can't get behind either.
After this Christmas season?
We could we could probably do an entire we could probably do Wimp or Pimp every week on my unpopular likes here. But
so we have a vote for Wimp, and we have a vote for Pimp. Is that what I'm
two to one. I'm casting a vote for myself here, as we go around the table now to Burrell. Come on up to the mic here, my friend. So, Burrell, your thoughts on this? I can't imagine you're with me.
Well, was Dancing Queen one of the songs?
Yes.
Case closed.
All right. 2-2.
They're gay, right, Burrell?
A queen.
Stick with me here, bud. They're
no, I, be honest with you, I don't listen to that kind of music. The only 70s music I listen to was Earth, Wind, and Fire and Stevie Wonder. So ABBA's just not my cup of coffee.
The only time he's ever heard Dancing Queen is at the Gentleman's Club, but that would... It's when he heard it there. Chris, you're a vote against, so we'll just skip you. Sam is, yeah. Sam, once again, Sam has my back on this one here.
I do enjoy the song Dancing Queen. I was a dancing fool back in my day.
Okay.
So, it gets my vote for that anyway. Plus, for a man to say that he likes ABBA takes a lot of balls.
It does.
Why am I getting set up here?
You're out of being born without the shame gene, which, but a lot of balls is more self-serving.
To admit,
I,
yeah. Well, to admit
said,
something
I don't
like
have
that.
The shame gene.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. I was born without it. I don't have the sense of self-consciousness necessary to say there's something wrong with that. But, Chris, I think you think there's something wrong with that.
Well, in the category of wimp or pimp on this subject, I'm going to go ahead and vote limp.
Okay. Like Nathan choosing the third option.
But I do want to share with you my my ABBA story.
Okay.
And I do have an ABBA story.
This should be good.
I, back in 1999, had the made the decision to go to a Republican convention that was being held in Omaha, Nebraska. And a good friend of mine, who is a former member of the Ohio legislature, was going to also go. He was not a member of the legislature at the time. And he does not like to fly. So, being the good friend that I am, I made the decision to go ahead and drive to Omaha with him. And
in terms of an oblique shout-out, you fought the law and the law won? Is that what we're talking about here?
Very oblique, very
okay,
oblique.
Yes.
So we were road tripping right across America through the heartland, and we got through to about Des Moines around midnight. And somewhere along the way, I discovered in the mid-console of his vehicle that he had a large collection of ABBA tapes, which, of course, disturbed me to no end as we were driving through Indiana only to discover this. But somewhere along the line, one of those tapes made its way into the tape deck. And next thing I know, it's about midnight, and we're on, I believe it's I-80. And there's nothing but cornfield as far as the eyes can see. And yet we're stopped in a traffic jam outside of Des Moines at midnight, surrounded by corn as far as the eye can see. And as I'm sitting there frustrated by the fact that we're going 0 miles an hour, on comes the song, and I'll do my best rendition of it, but the young lady singing, Fernando. And so I, of course, wanted to gouge my ears out and run out into that corn and run through that field so that the corn could rip me to shreds, rather than to endure that fate of having to listen to that while stuck in traffic in Des Moines at midnight listening to ABBA. So that's my ABBA story.
And this is a complete non sequitur. Complete non sequitur. May I say, Randy Law is one of the finest members of the Ohio legislature. And
well,
that has nothing to do with that story.
Unfortunately, former members of the Ohio legislature.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right. As I try to throw somebody under the bus who is not part of the story. So it's 3-3, and Jason, the deciding vote goes to you, I suppose.
Yeah. And I'm giving you Fernando right now to really lay the
okay.
This, for so many reasons that are not pertinent to this show, sucks. Because somebody on this panel gave entirely too much information trying to sway my vote.
Can I say one thing real quick, though? My brother, who is like the manliest of all men, likes the song Fernando.
See?
You're not helping.
Affirmation.
You're not helping.
Of course I'm helping.
Let me add one thing, Jason. I think I figured out why Rick likes ABBA so much. The Dancing Queen song, and talk about how she's only 17. Now I understand.
Oh, come on. All right, basically to tie a knot on this whole thing.
Again, statute of limitations, Noy.
How about the glass house there?
Yeah.
Oh, we won't go there.
As they say in the wrestling business, that was a shoot.
All right. Here, in as much of a nutshell as I can possibly put it, the whole concept here is wimp or pimp. It's a spectrum of sorts.
Exactly.
There is a fulcrum at some point in this.
And here's the thing. Tonight it's yay or nay, but in subsequent weeks it might be one person against another person on a subject, and it's zero sum, and you have to vote one way or another. That's the beauty of it. This is going to rotate, fluctuate over time here. Tonight it's yay or nay, Jason, up or down.
And the way I'm looking at it is that fulcrum is supposed to be somewhere in the middle, and you're either on one side or the other.
It could be 50.1% not gay.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
All it takes.
There's the pimp side, and the pimp, let's be honest, if it's something pimp, you really got to be that. However, I'm a little more gray on the wimp side of things, and I'm not saying that to insult anybody, and I really hope I'm not sleeping on the couch tonight, but in the question of is it wimp or pimp, for those that think you can say pimp, I've got one thing.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
In no way, shape, or form on this earth is ABBA anywhere near flirting with or in the vicinity of anything pimp. Okay? 3-4. I lost. The only thing that makes it as a surprise to me is that it was that close. And that's what I'll tell you what. If I had been able to get my Goomba, one of our other dignitaries, Jeff Maslanich, on with me tonight, it would have been a split decision. I can't even believe that. I needed to work a little bit harder on getting him booked. But what we should do here, do you have the Whimper Pimp theme here? And all right, well, you're still working on that. In the meantime here, Jason, what you can do, can you cue up camera 4 as though we're giving the people another peep show here? But I have lost Whimper Pimp here, and I now suffer the fate of the YMCA bus procured by Nathan Noy here. So this is to celebrate my infamy at this moment. Unfortunately, there's no shut-off on this, so I've got to keep talking over it until such time as it sees fit to go off.
You can chuck it against the wall if you want.
We could. Actually, let's put that to Mr. Noy himself. The infamous production meeting that we had at the end of December, all of us here, just about all of us, were at that meeting to plan out for the show here. You brought it with you to the restaurant, Nathan. I'm sure it was something the wait staff there had never seen the likes of previously. Where, pray tell, did you find that?
Oh, I found it that I was looking for the most gay products I could find without going into those places that Burrell likes to frequent. So,
ouch!
I won't divulge where I picked it up, but it was a major retailer. It was not a specialty shop, so to speak.
Yes, and that is, as they say right there, folks, displaced hostility with Nathan's shot on Burrell right there. We've got the, and again, much like what we did with Kushlin, where it was better late than ever, when we got to his intro at the end of his segment here, we'll hit Whimper Pimp here right before we move on to some other things. We've also got, as anybody who's following the agenda can see, The Dr. Cox rant of the week here. We're moving to the forum question. We're going to forego the commercial break here and take it till the bottom of the hour. So, Jay, where do we stand on any of the above?
I am desperately trying to get all this stuff together in one shot.
Okay.
So here we go.
All righty.
Song specific.
Yes.
Wimp or pimp?
Definitely the first and not the latter.
We had it voted as such, yes, unfortunately. So with foregoing the break, what we'll just do as an interlude here, we've got our Dr. Cox rant of the week. We'll get to our forum question, and we're not going to have to go as far into reading emails as I thought at this point in time. What was kind of funny was I thought that there was going to be a substantial amount from the folks on the message board today on Sports Talk Cleveland wondering if I was going to have enough time to get to all of these. And as it stands now, yes, I am. So as everyone is sitting back and listening, but that's fine. We enjoy people listening in all forms here, and we got enough to take us to 11:30. That's for damn sure. That's a little bit of an understatement here, as we're a little behind at the moment anyways here. So is Dr. Cox in the can here, so to speak, Jason?
We will be ready for it at the other end of the break.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take it going into break. Let's do that, and let us skip to the forum question then that we have. We put that to Shari Forst when she was on with us previously in the form of underrated hotties. In as much as attractiveness is always a concept much debated among males and females alike, frankly, here. So anybody who does not have it as part of their public image, i.e. the Maria Sharapovas, the Derek Jeters, the justified or unjustified, the Brad Pimps, or Brad Pitt, a Freudian slip there with the Whimper Pimp segment. Any of the chicks on Desperate Housewives, as Tim Faust helpfully gesturing towards the screen there. Evil Longoria, although minus points in my book for shacking up with a Frenchie, but still pretty hot nonetheless. I'll tell you what, I will go first on this, then we'll take it over to Nathan. To me, the poster child probably for the subject here would be, in my estimation, Maura Tierney. I don't watch ER. I couldn't really give a crap about it, but if I did, that would be probably a big reason for it in my book. Is that, Tim, and you're nodding affirmatively, is that more or less like a poster child for this subject? Not noted for that, but definitely pretty hot.
Yeah, when we get to my underrated ones. I went at this a little bit different. But,
okay.
But yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, there's someone that is famous, but not, you know, necessarily one that, you know, that gets all the accolades for
absolutely.
You know, so she's, you know what, when you think about, you know, looking at someone's looks, you think about, you know, I have a couple categories. You got hot, you got beautiful, you got cute. I think, and those three things, I think, you know, they mean different things, don't
sure.
they? So I think Maura Tierney would be in the cute category.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Throw yours out, then we'll get to Nate. Who's the one that you're thinking of?
All right. Well, the way I went down this was I looked at people who weren't hot, but okay. not necessarily as famous.
Okay.
Okay. So not in the
all right.
I've got two of them.
All right.
I've got one local,
different angle,
and one national.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
Start local. Start
okay,
in the Cleveland
we'll start
area.
Local. New girl on the Fox 8 weather team, Melissa Mack.
Okay.
Have you seen her? Anybody watch Fox 8 in the morning?
I haven't seen her.
Any relation to one Allison Mack?
I don't know, but Allison would probably be cute then too. But yeah, she's new in the morning. I watch her when I'm on the treadmill.
Okay.
You know, working out before work. So, and then the other one that I have on the national scale, anyone know, Julie Banderas from, Fox News?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, not exactly in the mainstream, but anybody that, you know, that would watch, you know, would frequent the news stations knows that, you know, take one look at her and she's gorgeous.
Well, and you know what? And there's, for anybody that's read this urban legend on the internet, pretty hot, actually. I'll leave that to you to go discover. But I don't know if this story's true or not, but that just makes it even better. Nate, we'll take it to you before we resume going around the table here. Who you got for us?
I'm going to go way out of the box here, Rick, and I'm interested to know if Pharrell would do this woman for the sake of the country. Nancy Pelosi. I think maybe if he took her out for an evening, she might become
How
a little
How is she
nervous.
Attractive in any way, shape, or form?
Well, for a 67 or 68-year-old
yeah.
woman, she looks pretty damn good.
If you're grading on the curve, I'll give you that. But we're not supposed to be factoring in a curve that gigantic here. We're not supposed to be factoring in if you're down with Depends and AARP, Nathan. This is supposed to be straight up, okay? No point spread.
Are you willing to,
Hillary Clinton, does that count?
Hey!
No.
Well, I wouldn't mind being very close to the number three person in line of succession in the government. I mean, why not?
Well,
I think everyone's missing the point here.
I think they are. Well, Tim got
well,
it.
This is not
good.
Like within the realm of politics. I'm saying you can dip your ladle in anyone out there who isn't on the Maxim or FHM top 50.
Yes.
And you're giving us politicians?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well,
come
wait
on
till
now.
You get to me.
And not even Helen Chenoweth, who had it going on back in the day. But come on, you can do better than that, Nathan. Well, what do you got now?
This subject's out of my area of expertise, Rick. So let me just
yeah. And he's calling us gay.
Attractive women are out of Nathan's area of expertise. That's going in the promo. If you missed the FDH Lounge, you missed Nathan Noy's steamy confession about his man love. Okay, we'll skip him. Over to you, Burrell.
Hey, you know. The real reason why I watch Channel 19 Action News...
Oh, you're about to be my best friend today.
...is Sharon Reed.
Really?
I think she is the sexiest woman in the state of Ohio.
Again, somebody who did a nude photo shoot, though. So sort of beside the point, though, Burrell.
You know, Rick...
I thought you were going to go the morning librarian. I was going to be like, yes, yes.
Rick, let me jump in here.
Yeah.
Since Tim kind of went that way, you know, and now we're staying in that line, And I understand Sharon Reed's a nice-looking chick and all. I'm going to give you a different Channel 19 person who I don't watch news, so I haven't seen her in months. Allison Alexander.
Yes,
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 yes.
She was high on my list, too.
You know what? This show's supposed to be different than the other shows here, but what the hell? I know it gets
great
done.
Call.
It gets done on too many other shows.
That
Jason,
wasn't
what
mine, but I felt like we needed to at least... Throw
yeah.
the name in the hat.
You brought us back into the mainstream, my friend. And for those of you outside the greater Cleveland area, yeah, you don't know what you're missing.
Yes, but, you know, in the days of the Internet,
you
can
Google.
You can always go to...
That's true.
You know, to look them up on the Internet.
That's true. Ladies, the librarian thing works. Well, if you can pull it off. I don't want to make a blanket statement here. It wouldn't work for everybody, but it works there. No question about that. Jason, thank you for getting us back on track here.
And that wasn't even my pick, but continue
oh,
on.
Well, you know what? Since you're at it, who is your pick?
Well, I also have two. Mine's not all that much different, except for the fact that one you've seen before, and when I say where you've seen her from, you're going to go, ugh, I don't know.
and then one most people don't know anything about. The first one is Sarah Chalk, otherwise known as Blonde Doctor Elliot Reed from Scrubs, which is probably my favorite show, period. Very ditzy, very, for the guys out there who are not, don't have any shame in this, in high school one might have said, oh yeah, it would be easy to run up in that, so on and so forth. She's just kind of got that kind of sexy, blonde, ditzy, naive kind of thing going.
Is that the one that plays the pregnant chick right now? The
no.
one?
I don't think she's pregnant.
On Scrubs? Oh, all right.
Huh?
Okay.
Because no one knows of her except if you're a Scrubs fan or you watched Roseanne in the second half when
okay.
she played Becky.
Okay. Well,
and the other one...
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's the pregnant one, I'm not going to give you that one because she's fairly blatantly hot. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Carla's probably
okay.
the one pregnant. And the other one is, quite frankly, a girl that most people don't even know about. Rick, you know her, and I don't know if anybody else in here does except for Sam, and that's because... The TBS was kind enough to send us a press release here at the station and try to promote this show, so we will right now. And that is, her name is Jordan Spiro. She plays PJ Franklin on My Boys, which you can find
yeah.
Tuesday nights at 10 on TBS.
Yeah.
Good. Shameful plug there.
Good show. Part of that comes from, they've got her like dumbed down into like a sort of tomboy type thing there. It's one of those things
which
where...
Which makes her hot.
I mean... But if you see her outside of the show, I'm not even sure she'd count. But, yeah, I'll give you that
come
one.
Come on.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Okay,
she's a tight little package.
No.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you see her outside of the show, you'd be like, whatever.
No, I think if you saw her outside of the show, it wouldn't even be borderline in my estimation.
Oh, okay.
Be like, because they got her
way.
Dumbed down
okay,
for the show.
Right, okay, I thought you were going the other way.
No, it's kind of like Jenna Fisher. It's like if you saw Jenna Fisher in real life, you know, you wouldn't think, you know, it's what Pam on The Office, you know, you have to kind of make a stretch here. But so, sometimes the actresses for the roles, they dumb them down a little bit, so... I guess we're over to this side of the table here, so...
Don't forget Jenna Bush.
Okay. I'm not so sure what's underrated about that, although, yeah, you might have a burning case of pee, though, if you ended up going there. Just my
and
impression,
Secret
anyways.
Service is on their way.
Yes, exactly.
Let me
by the way, that was Paul Belfie who just said that.
I just want to say, in response to the Jenna Bush comment, having been... right there on stage when the president was in Kirtland in 2004, having an opportunity to speak at that rally, and only being yards away from both the Bush daughters, I would surmise to tell everyone here that I would give the nod to Barbara over Jenna. And seeing them in person, both very nice, young, attractive young women, but I give the nod to Barbara's classic looks.
I would tend to go with that.
Well, Nathan wants to know about the older Barbara.
I was going to say,
yeah.
You're talking about Barbara the
yeah.
twin now, I hope. I hope, anyways. I hope. All right, Sam, you had some. You were prepared to. I think you're more secure than most of the rest of us. I'm not throwing out any dudes, and I don't think anybody else is here. But from talking to you off air, you have some from both genders
yeah,
that had crossed your mind.
God
bless you for being more secure
nice.
In yourself. All right.
Okay. We'll go with the lady first. Those fans of Smallville, Chloe, the girl Allison Mack, I think she's just the cutest little thing to me.
Okay.
Little blonde girl.
Okay.
Anybody? Yeah, look her up.
We'll look her up.
Was that the one, though, that we found that she was on the cover of Maxim or FHM
yeah,
or something? Okay. Okay, yeah, okay, because I already disqualified the one. Okay, yeah, that one. I looked that one up, too. You're right.
Yeah, we looked her up.
Yeah.
You approved.
Yes. Made the cut.
And then,
yeah, she'll do.
The guy that I had picked out, I'm actually going to change because I found a better pick. I'm going to go with Kevin Smith.
Wow!
For one reason, because my fiance looks exactly
right. Yeah, exactly, yes. You know what? That gets the bell, too. Exactly.
I think if we get those two next to each other, the world will explode or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. It is scary.
There's one picture here that it's like I'm looking on the other side.
I know.
Of the
house. It is frightening.
A funny story about that, actually. We were at my parents' house, and we have, I think it's Mallrats, like 10th anniversary or something like that. There's an interview with Kevin Smith on there. And we're watching it, and jokingly I said to my mother, oh, look, it's Jason. And she's like, oh, I like your hair there, and just kept rocking. And later on, she's still watching. She's like, did you make this at school or something? I'm like, dude, that's Kevin Smith.
Look at that baby.
She's like, no, it's not.
They do.
It freaks me out.
If we ever got him dressed like that, that would be the one. We need to do that.
Should just grow the beard and walk around town. I make everybody think that's who he is.
Well, we're going to see Kevin Smith in March, so we're going to see if the universe explodes.
He absolutely should.
Have they ever been seen in the same room
no,
at the same time?
He absolutely should. There's no question about that. That is...
when looking at this topic, I took it literally. I went for even somewhat, maybe even obscure. Not obscure.
Okay.
I really went for underrated.
All right.
And I have several. I picked three. They're in different categories. The first one, I went with, for television, I went with Tina Fey.
Okay.
Apparently. you don't really hear much about that with respect to her, but I think she's a very attractive young lady.
No debit points for the scar? Is that too, crude?
That's too crude. Even for you.
I think she has some, like, a big article in Rolling Stone, though.
Did she?
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Who you got?
Rick, we're had to deal with Dick from Dayton again.
Okay.
We've taken care of it.
All right.
We do have, I must say, and just because we're that kind of people here, newbie over here's got one, the local intern.
Okay.
He normally goes by Sean, but we're going to start calling him newbie. hasn't quite earned the right to have a real name yet. So whenever you get to a point. Newbie's got one.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Sean. All right, this is going to be good. Sean's got a good head on his shoulders. Let's hear what you got.
All right, thanks. My underrated hottie is Rachel Ray. It's
okay.
Always Rachel Ray. Always, always. I have a... I don't know if I should share this stuff on the internet and stuff. I have a plot to kidnap her and build a castle in Eastern Europe where no one will find us ever. Ever, baby. We'll always be alone. With a big
and you definitely be eating good, too.
Oh, you know it, because you know she's got to have that oven that's got more movable parts than Optimus Prime. Wait, she can just cook me stuff. I'll build us a big stone fence and a moat, and no one will ever get us. It'll be great. If you're listening, Rachel, I love you. I always have.
I'm going to actually call foul on this one, because...
We'll be together soon, I promise.
Not that long ago.
Well... Yeah, you know, I will admit. I mean, the acclaim is starting to catch up with her. But I mean, I feel so bad disqualifying it though, because Sean laid it out in such classic fashion here. I mean, it just.
Anybody else creeped out by that?
Come on, he's in love.
As you already know, Chris, creeped out equals entertaining around this place here. That's what we're going for. We entertain.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We're not going to bitch about how that goes. So, those are our various thoughts there. And let's just circle around to Nate here on the phone. You've had a chance to digest some of these ones here, Nate, from your vantage point there in Kentucky this evening. Give us your thoughts on the names you heard.
Well, Rick, I don't have. I'm just dumbfounded with the Rachel Ray take there. I'm in shock. So that might sell well down here in Kentucky, but I thought you guys were in Cleveland. So
you know what, Nate, you're lucky, because you might have been displaced for the promo with that one there. If you missed the FDH Lounge, you missed. I think your moment of infamy from a little bit earlier is off the radar after Sean's little meltdown there. So
I want to hear Chris's others.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
Chris has a couple others.
That's right.
I went television, politics, and sports.
Yes.
So I covered the three main.
All right.
In politics, how about Sarah Palin? She is the new governor of Alaska.
Okay.
She's one of, like, five women in Alaska, right?
That's got everybody running to the Google.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
How do you spell it?
Just going to be one of these great on the curve things like Jennifer Dunn. Come on now.
P-A-L-I-N.
P-A-L-I-N.
Sarah's with an H.
With an H.
Okay. Sarah in and of itself is kind of like a almost inherently hot name. So right there, before we even see the picture, in my estimation anyways. Let's see. Ooh.
I can see that. For a governor.
Got the kind of librarian shizzy
yeah.
going on. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Hey. Yeah. You know what?
Is she a Republican?
She's a Republican.
If we're going to give it up to Allison Alexander, absolutely. It would be totally inconsistent to not allow this.
You know, I have a pair of little square glasses. Maybe I should go put them on.
There you go. There you go. It's a nice augmentation for a lot of people here. Very good. I'm impressed so far, Chris. What else you got for us?
And the last one, and this is sports but obscure. How about Kelly Calabrese?
Okay.
And you're all going.
Yes.
Kelly.
If it's a golfer, you don't get it.
This summer, the girl in the dugout, Padres, Keith Hernandez.
Oh God, I'm so not impressed with what I remember of her.
I was trying to come up again with underrated, not okay. on the radar, okay. not in Maxim's top 100.
Rick, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is your use of the term augmentation a Freudian slip?
It may very well be. All right, here's a picture.
Not as good as
you know what? Yeah, it looks
reaching.
A little.
I'm sitting, I'm reaching.
Looks a little more like Kelly Leak than Kelly Calabrese with the picture I got here. So,
although yeah. better than Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we didn't.
I will say though, you can look. There are better pictures than that one of her on the web.
Okay.
It's not easy to find.
How about this one?
Well,
that's not her.
Well, here's the thing though.
Came
Chris,
up under Kelly
Chris,
Calabrese.
None of us have passwords to the sites you frequent, so we're not privy to these pictures here. You gotta remember that. We can only go with what's in the public domain here, Chris. So we don't have any of that. We've been around the horn here on the underrated hotties here in all walks of life.